Last week we spent time on the beginning of Kuf Vav Amud Aleph, the top 20 lines. The Gemara draws a distinction between Chalitza and a Get. By Get or by Kiddushin, one has the ability to appoint a Shliach. So you can send a Shliach to do Kiddushin and a Shliach to do a Get. By Chalitza, the Gemara says, Leisa b'shlichas, you cannot send a Shliach. And the accepted opinion was that neither the Yovam nor the Yovam. Some had a suggestion that the Yovam cannot appoint a Shliach because he needs his right foot. And the right foot of the Shliach is not better than the left foot of the Yovam. It's the incorrect foot. And that's not the correct reason. It's a different reason why. Because the Yovam, neither Yovam nor the Yovam are a Bailim and a Chalois. They have to do a mitzvah of Chalitz and a Melech is Materis Lihinasi Lashuk. By Gitin, by Kiddushin, you have the right to decide whether you want to get married. You have the right to decide. You're the Bailam over yourself. You want to be married, you want to be single, you want to buy a house, you want to sell a house. But at least not a question, you have the right to be Mata Divama. You have an obligation to perform a mitzvah, the Yibam Chalitza. Once you do the mitzvah of Chalitza, so the Yibam is Materis Lihinasi Bashuk. So because Chalitza is Lesa Vishlichas, so we have a rule, that's where Rashi quotes from Ksuba Safayim Dalud, and you have it on the margin, in the Masoras HaShas, on the first line, they give you the cross-references, Ksuba Safayim Dalud, and Mara says a rule, those are the Leisa B'Shlichas, Leisa B'Tanai. So in Vela, there's a difference between Gitni Kiddushin on the one hand, and Chalitz on the other hand. By Gitni Kiddushin, you have the ability to make a Tanai. So let's say, the man is Mekadosh the Isha on the Tanai that the girl's father gives him $100,000 before the Shiva Siman Mishta is up. So if the father gives the money, she's Mekodesh. If the father doesn't give the money, she's not Mekodesh. Not a nice thing to do. Either you marry her, you don't marry her. What? She's so ugly. And you only agreed to marry her if you're going to give so much money. But the Gemara talks theoretical cases. I don't know if any of these cases ever came up. So you have the ability to give a get all the time. He gives a get on the Tanai that it snows. Next Thursday. What's the difference? That does snow, does not, does make a difference. He makes a Tanai. Any ridiculous Tanai, so the Tanai is binding. See, if it snows, the get is chal. If it doesn't snow, the get is not chal. By Chalitza, he cannot make a Tanai. He cannot make a, I cannot say the Chalitza should be valid on the Tanai that it snows next week. If it doesn't snow now, the Chalitza should be valid. She should be Materis Leinose Lashuk on the condition that she pays me $100,000. Who are performing the Chalitza within the next month, and she doesn't pay me not. So that Tanai is not binding. So even if she doesn't pay the money, because Milsa de Leisa B'Shlichas Leisa B'Tanai, Tosis there explains in Hamadir, and I find out in Ksuvas. If you're not a Bailam to appoint a Shliach, then you're not a Bailam to be make a Tanai either. But our Gemara says, let's say the boy marries the girl. He gives a ring, Harei Mekudeshesli, on the condition that your father gives me $100,000 within the Shiva Siman Mishta. If the father's not Mechuyev, if he doesn't want the marriage to take effect, let him not give the money. And if the father gives the money, the Tanai is Mekuyev, so then the Kiddushin is Chal. The father does give the money, Tanai is not Mekuyev, the Kiddushin is not Chal. Same thing by the Get. You're not Mechuyev to be Mekayim the Tanai. A lot of times the Tanai is Al Menashe Yerduk Shamin. On the condition that it snows, that's a ridiculous condition. It has nothing to do with anybody doing anything. So no one's mechuyev. But by Chalitza, that's what you see from this Gemara. By Chalitza, we are not a bailim to make a shliach. So you're not a bailim to make a Tanai. So if the Yovam says, I agree to perform the Chalitza, on the condition that you pay me $100,000, and the Yovam agrees. So the Chalitza is valid even if she doesn't pay him the $100,000. But because she agreed to give him the $100,000, she's mechuyev to give him the money, mitam schiris poilim. If I ask you, let's say, to paint my apartment, and if you paint the apartment, you do a good job, I'll pay you $10,000. You're going to paint the apartment, it's going to take 2 weeks. Okay, so you're entitled, we all agree. I say, I want you to fly to Moscow and speak to Mr. Putin to accomplish something, and I agree that I'll pay you money if you go and you do it. I ask you, go deliver a letter to South Africa. If you deliver the letter, I pay you. So the Gemara, that's Schiva's Poilim. Whatever we agree to. If you have you working in a factory, and you have to work from Monday to Friday all day long, and I agreed to pay you $3,000 a week, so I have to pay you the money. You did the work, and I have to pay. So here, he said to her, I'm going to do chalitza on the condition that you pay me $100,000. She says, okay. And if you don't pay the money, the chalitza should not be valid. So that doesn't mean anything. The chalitza, you have no ability to make it tonight, so the chalitza is going to be valid. She's muteris lehinasi lashuk, even if she doesn't give them the money. But she's mukhiv to give them the money, mitam schiris poilim. And a get and a kiddushin, you're not mukhiv to do anything. Just don't give the money, and the kiddushin won't be chal. The get won't be chal. But by chalitza, where the tanai is not meaningful, you can't be matal a tanai. So if you say almanas that you should give me an amount of money, that's understood that that's chiris perla. So that was the gemara that we learned last week. What happens if he asks for an exorbitant amount of money? What's considered an exorbitant, what's considered reasonable? I don't know. So the Gemara says, there was once a Yavam and he didn't agree to do chalitza unless she's going to give him a fortune in money. So they told him, okay, chalitza, I'm going to shetit loch mesayim zuz. Then the boss of the chalitza, they say, do chalitza, and the understanding is she's going to pay you $200. So he does the chalitza, and then they say the chalitza is valid even if she doesn't pay the money. But now she's mukhif to pay the money in times chiris poilem. But $200 here, the Masayim Zuz, is considered an exorbitant amount of money. So she has the right to say, I'm not going to pay because Mishat Ani Boch. And the Gemara quotes a Braisa, that's what we got up to the Milo Tanya. Now we have, it's right in the middle of the Amud. Milo Tanya, so they quote a Braisa that appears in Bava Kamma also. A man is running away from the Nazis. A man is running away to save his life. They're chasing after him. Or he just got out of prison. They had no right to put him in prison. And he's running away from his from the prison guards. So he comes to a river, and there's a ferry. And the ferry usually charges a dollar to go across. But because the ferryman knows that he's running away from the police, so he says, oh, you want to go across the river? It's $100. The guy says, okay, I'll pay you the $100. But the correct fare is $1. There's a sign that says, whoever wants to go across the river is $1. He knows he has him over the barrel over here. Harishoi barech mebeis asurim is running away from the prison. Hoysam avro lefonov, and there's a raft or a ferry in front of him. Amalei, tuldina behavireini. Here's, I'm going to pay you $20, take me across. So then if he takes him across, now mukhif to pay the $20, because the correct rate is $1. En lo ela schora. You only have to pay the going rate. So what do you see from that b'risa alma? What do you see? Amalei mishat ani bach. Even though he agreed in advance to pay the extra amount of money, since it's an exorbitant amount of money, we say mishat ani bach. He was kidding. Achanami by the chalitza. This is an exorbitant amount of money. If the Yavam would say, I'm doing you a favor, I'm enabling you to remarry, so you should pay me something, so if it's within reason. A lot of times the husbands extort a fortune of money from their wives in order to give them a get. So the husband is not going to have a wife to cook him breakfast, lunch, and supper, and to take care of the laundry, and to accompany him wherever he goes, for friendship and so on. Okay, so he feels bad that he's going to lose his wife. So you got to pay him something. If the wife wants a get, then he doesn't want to give her a get. But to ask for $500,000, that's unreasonable. So if he asks for too much, then the Gemara says, you're not mechuyev to pay. Mishat ani boch. Yeah, Rashi, what is Rashi right over here? Rashi writes here, Omalei, Kevin, the Chalitza Ksherehi. The Rashi's Dima Mascha, Omalei. Rashi adds on a few words here. The Chalitza is good whether she pays him the money or not. Mishum Dina Nami Leisle. She's not mechuyev to pay him the exorbitant amount of money either. But Torah clearest poilam. Why the kevin the ale rami el medbad? Because the Torah requires of the Yavam. It's a mitzvah. He's mechuyev to do either yibam or chalitza. So yibam is unreasonable. The case was he's ein hagun. It's not a good shidduch. And the Gemara commented. We had the Gemara. The Gemara commented on the pasuk v'kara la zikne iro. It says that the bezin should speak to the Yavam and Yivam. So the Gemara understood from the phrase of the pasuk shemasim lo. Eitzah ha'hu genis lo. They should give him an eitzah. Is it a good shidduch or not? Is it a smart idea to do yibum? So if they think that it's not a smart idea, they should recommend, they should insist, they should do chalitza. So the Yavam is muchiv to do chalitza over here. So he says, Kevin Ale Rami, remember, he's muchiv to do chalitza, so therefore he's not allowed to ask for extra money. The same thing that Rashi, I think, writes in Baba Kama, that's where this price appears. The very end, Baba Kama ends off, I think, Kuf Yutes. This is Kuf Tazai. Mamashid, all the way to the end of Baba Kama. Only the Daf Yomi people get so far. The Yeshivas, nobody ever gets so far. Daf Kuf Tazai. Mamash, the end of Baba Kama. So I think Rashi writes over there. He's running away from the Beis HaSurim, and everybody has a chiv to help him. He wants to have freedom. They have no right to put him in jail. Not that he's a criminal and the government have the right to put him in jail and it's a prison break against the Din al-Mahus. No, they have no right to put him in prison. And anybody who has in their power to help him is mechuyev to him. So it's not fair that the ferryman is going to charge him more than the going rate. Must pick that you're charging him $1 for the wear and tear on the ferry. That's how much you always charge. But it's not right to charge extra. So that's what Rashi writes both by the Chalitza and by the Barech Mebeis HaSurim. You can say, Mishatani Boch, I'm not going to pay you the full amount that I promised, because you're mechuyev to help him. Mechuyev to do the chalitza, and you're mechuyev to help the guys running away from the police who arrested him, Shalai Kedin. Okay, that's Takedin. So then the Gemara quotes Abraisa, Tana Rabbana. Gemara quotes Abraisa, a very cryptic Abraisa. There was a period of time that for many years, they weren't allowed to write down the Torah Shebal Peh. It's a pasuk in this week's Sedra. The end of Parsha Deleas Dali and Parsha's Kisisa. Ksav l'chaz hadvarm ha'ela, ki al-pi hadvarm ha'ela, karati itcha bris ves Yisrael. So the Gemara has a tradition. The Rebbe Shalom tells Moshe Rabbeinu, ksav l'chaz hadvarm, I want you to write down the Torah Shebal Peh, ki, despite the fact that, ki often means because, and every so often it means despite the fact. Like the Ibn Ezra says on the Pasuk in this week's Sedra, Moshe Rabbeinu requests our Kodesh Baruch Hu, he should stay with the Klal Yisrael and leave us, ki am k'shiyarifu, despite the fact that we are an am k'shiyar, not because we are an am k'shiyar, we're difficult people to get along with. So that's the reason why he should be with us. It means, ki am k'shiyarifu, despite the fact. Every so often it means like that. The Meiri interprets the Pasuk in Tilimatik, Tum Tamidas Amdeni, that Dovan HaMelech says, I'm going to do the mitzvahs anyway, whether I understand or not. But despite the fact that the mitzvah, I'm going to do the mitzvahs anyway. But please explain to me what they're all about. Explain to me what the mitzvahs are supposed to represent. Despite the fact that I'm going to do it anyway. It's not that I'm asking you to explain it to me and then I'll do it. And if you don't explain it, then I'm not satisfied, I'm not going to do it. I'm going to do it anyway. So here the Gemara understands like that. Ksav l'chaz hadvar ma'ele, Rabbi Shalom tells Moshe Rabbeinu, I want you to write down Torah Shebichsav, despite the fact, ki al-pi hadvar ma'ele karati itcha bris ves Yisrael, al-pi hadvar ma'ele means Torah Shebal Peh. Ksav l'chaz hadvar ma'ele, only Torah Shebichsav should be written down, ele, dvar ma'ele, dvar ma'ele, each one is a miyut. Only write down the Torah Shebichsav, and don't write down the Torah Shebal Peh. Torah Shebal Peh has to be transmitted by Peh, the Torah Shebichsav has to be transmitted by Chsav. So the Baruch Shalom said, despite the fact that Lakoras HaKodesh Baruch Hu Bris in Yisrael, El Al Torah Shebal Peh, the Iker Kris is Bris with the Jewish people, is really on the Torah Shebal Peh, because the Torah Shebichsav we share with the Umas HaOilam, when they crossed over the Yarden, Yeshua Ben Nun was instructed that he should take 12 stones and they should write, Kol HaTorah says, Bayer Heitev, they should write in Shivim L'Shani, so all the Umas HaOilam will be able to read the Torah. If they're interested, they can convert. If they're not interested, so they'll adopt whatever nice ideas they'll find in the Torah. But the Torah Shebichsav is available for the Umas HaOlam as well. But the Torah Shebal Peh is only for the Jewish people. The Iker Kris is Bris that makes the Jewish people unique is really on the Torah Shebal Peh. So this, you have a lot of times a Mishnah or a Braisa that weren't originally written down. The Pashtus is the Rabbi Yudah Anasi edited the Mishnais. They were still being recited about Peh till the days of Rabbeinu Ravashi. Then the Gemara was written down way later in the days of the Goinim. So they used to recite Mishnais and sometimes recite Brises. The Brises were cryptic. They weren't full paragraphs. Sometimes they weren't even full sentences. Like over here, Chalitza Mutask Sheri Get Muta Puzzle. Chalitza Musa Psula Get Musa Koshik Musa Hechidami. What in the world? The Brisa doesn't make sense. The two lines don't make any sense. Figmar Hechidami. What do you mean Chalitza Mutas? They did a get or they did a Chalitza under a mistaken impression. So by chalitza it's good, and by get it's no good. So the first line, we understand what it means. Chalitza matas means he did chalitza ala tanai. Said, I'll agree to do the chalitza on the condition that you pay me $100,000 afterwards. So the chalitza is good even if she doesn't pay the money. But a get, you have a right to make a tanai. So get muta, a get ala tanai is considered a get betos. So that'll be possible. He says, hareza gitach on the condition that you pay me $100,000, she doesn't pay him the money. Any crazy condition, he can make a condition on manas that it snows next Thursday. Any tanai that you make. So the first line is not there, but the second line, the Gemara says, the second line, chalitza ma'usa. Ma'usa means they forced him into doing the chalitza. Get ma'usa means they force him into giving a get. So by get it's good, and by chalitza it's no good? Well, what's the case? The Gemara says, hechidami, what is the case? That by chalitza it's no good if they pressured him into doing the chalitza. He didn't want to do the chalitza. Hechidami, idiyama writes on a... He didn't want to do the chalitza, didn't want to give a get. And then the rabbi pressured him. And they threatened him, whatever, and they're not going to give him aliyahs. They won't let him daven. And said, okay, shy. He gave in. So the Gemara, idiyama writes on if he says, okay, havel chalitza nami. If they pressured him to agree to do the chalitza, it's good. And if he didn't say, the loyama writes on if he doesn't say, writes on so how is it good by the get? The get musa is not good. The Gemara is going to quote a Mishnah in Erechin. That you have to say roitzani. Later on the yom, idelama roitzani afilu. Yeah, get nami loy. So Gemara says hachikama. It means like this: chalitza mutaas. So they're going from the first line. Chalitza mutaas leolam kosher. If you do chalitza al hatanai, he does chalitza on the condition that it snows next Thursday. It turns out it doesn't snow. You have no right to make. You don't have the ability to make a tanai. And even if it doesn't snow, the chalitza is good. Where he says, I'm doing the chalitza on the condition, should only be a bal chalitza if you pay me $100,000. If you don't pay me, chalitza should not be mati. You're not a balabas to make a tanai on the chalitza. You did the mitzvah and shayim. Not that you're the bailam, you have the right to do chalitza. Not like a husband gives his wife a get. A get is a shtar. So he's makna her freedom. Aisha niknis and Aisha, when a girl gets married, that's called Aisha niknis. And the kainas atzma, the misas habal or beget, she's kainas atzma tzakinyan. So kinyonim, you need das. So the husband has to agree. But by chalitza, you don't need das. You should know that he's doing chalitza. And then the halacha says that she's materis lihinos. The Gemara goes back to the first line. Achikam, chalitza muta'as, if you gave chalitza ala tanai, the olam kosher, even if there's no kima tanai. That's when the top line of kufa, we're repeating again. Get muta li'olam posi. Give a get ala tanai and it's bit la tanai, so the get is no good. But the next line, chalitza ma'usa, the get ma'usa, is not a contrast between chalitza. The brice is very misleading. It's misleading, but what it means to say is the fam, they weren't allowed to write down the Torah Shabbal Peh. So they used to say it in such a cryptic way that everyone would have to think five times in order to figure out what did you just say? There's no difference between chalitza and a get. They're both the same. Chalitza musa, the get musa, the same thing. Zimnim, sometimes they'll both be kosher. Zimtimes, sometimes they'll both be puzzled. When are they both kosher? Hadama reitzani, hadalama reitzani. If the chalitza, the yavam didn't want to do chalitza, and they pressure till he finally gives in. So if he finally says reitzani, Roitzani, then it's good both by the get and by the chalitza. And if he never says Roitzani, they just keep on beating him up, and then he has no koyach. So he says, okay, let me do the chalitza. But it doesn't say Roitzani. Roitzani means he says something more than they pressured him to say and to do. They keep on beating him up. He's not going to give his wife a get. He's not going to give. They keep on beating him up. And they say, all right, I was going to give the get anyway. He adds on something that they didn't force him to say. If he just says, okay, give me the piece of paper and I'll sign, then that's not good. He just says, give me the piece of paper and I'll authorize you to write the get and to give the get. That's not good enough. Roitzani means something over and above what they pressured him to do and pressured him to say. So that's what the Gemara says, that both by chalitza and by get, if he says roitzani, then it's good. The Gemara said, the Tanya, because we have a brisa. The pasuk says, by korbonus, whenever a person brings a korban, that says, yakri voisoi. So the mashmos of the pasuk is malamet shikofen also. The bezim will sometimes force him. If he's obligated to bring a korban and he doesn't want to bring it, they'll force him to give. Yachal bal korchoi, they force him and he doesn't want, it'll be good. Tamalama letzono. So it's a country. Yaakov Osa letzono. Yaakov Osa means we pressure him to bring the korban, and letzono means out of his own free will. It is not a contradiction. Letzono on Yaakov Osa and for the Gemara HaKetzad. How do you resolve this apparent contradiction? Kofan Osa, you beat him up. Achiyama writes on it till at the end he'll blurt out the statement, something more than what they pressured him to say. If he's just going to say, okay, here's the animal, be makrevit as a shlamim, and shayt. I took a pledge, I'm going to bring a shlamim, and it's already 20 years later, he still didn't bring the shlamim. Say, okay, here's the animal already, stop killing me, stop beating me up, here's the bein. That's not called reitzani. Has to say reitzani. I wanted it all along. He says something that they didn't pressure him to say. I wanted it all along, I was just kidding. I was just wanted to see how far you're going to go. I was just testing you to see. He has to add something. So the original din reitzani is by korbanos, and then the Mishnah continues. This is a Mishnah Nerechim. And then it says, v'chein atamaitze b'gitei noshim. There are Mishnayas in Ksubas, where the Mishnayas say, sometimes a marriage is terrible, and sometimes we recommend to the husband he should give a get, and sometimes we force the husband to give his wife a get. Let's say, a kohen is married to a grusha. So that we don't believe in democracy. A person doesn't have the right to choose to be observant or not observant. We're supposed to have a religious government, and the police are supposed to force the guy to give his wife a get. A man marries a mamzeres, or a man marries an ochris. So the bezin should be kaif him. He's not allowed to live the yisr with the woman. And then, that's with kaifan because of ben adam lamachem. And then sometimes he kaifan a get because ben adam lachavera. He's mistreating the wife, or he's not making a living, and she can't live with anybody else, and he doesn't support her, or he's miserable to her. So that's ben adam lachavera. He's being mean to the wife. So sometimes, very often, most of the cases today, that the couple is civilly divorced, and they're separated, and they're not living together, and the husband's not supporting the wife. So the din in most cases would be the business kai for him to give a get. Because he's making the wife's life miserable. He's married to her and he's not living together, not supporting her, and he makes life for her impossible. So it's his fault. He's torturing the wife. So that's when you kai for. Sometimes you kai for and a get because ben adam lamakom, it's a prohibited marriage. You kain begrusha, you swell the mamzeres, and sometimes you kai for because it's ben adam lachavera. He's being mean to the wife. So the Gemara says, v'chein atamotze, the same thing is true begite noshim. Sometimes bezin is kofen also, but the din requires that the get has to be given midaito, so it's kofen also, shiyama reitzani, till he blurts out something more than what they pressured him to do. If he just says, okay, give the get already, I already agree, don't stop killing me, give her the get, I'll be happy to give it to her. So that's no good, he has to say something over and above that. So the Rambam quotes this din of reitzani, but the Rambam, in two places, writes about a situation where a man was pressured into doing something, and if he agrees and he does it, it's good, and he doesn't say reitzani. He has it by kiddushin and by mechira. Let's say, you come and visit my home, and I have a painting on the wall, a Rembrandt or something, and it's not for sale. My home is not a store. So you say, ooh, you'd like to have that. So I say, it's not for sale. So you'd be happy to give me $100,000. I say, I don't want to sell it. And you keep on offering more money. I say, I don't want to sell it. So you take out a gun. You're not stealing it. You're paying me the value of the Rembrandt. So you say, here's $500,000. Take the money and give me the Rembrandt, or I'm going to kill you. So the guy gives him, he takes the money and he gives him the painting. So the Rambam says the kinyan is chal. And the Ravid says, no, Rambam forgot to say, he has to say reitzani. It's a Gemara in Hakainas, I think. The Gemara talks about the difference between a gazlon and a chamson. A gazlon is a person who steals the Rembrandt and he doesn't leave any money. A chamson, he pays the full price, not that he leaves me a dollar for a Rembrandt that's worth $1,000,000. He pays the full price for the thing. But I didn't want to sell it. I wanted to have this Rembrandt in my house. So the Gemara says, a chamson is a gazlan de yayv de mei. He steals it. I wasn't prepared to sell it. He leaves the money. And the Gemara, the way it says in our Gemara, that's what the Ravid had the girsa. The way it says in the Gemara is, it's only if he says reitzani. If he doesn't say reitzani, he said the kinyan is not chal. So the Rebbe asked on the Rama, he forgot to say Roitzani. That's an Ilchus Gzeila Vaveda. The first parak, I think, in Gzeila Vaveda. Then there's a Rambam also in Ilchus Ishus. The Rambam says, if a man, he's quoting Agamar in Cheskes Habatim, a man pressures a girl to marry him. He threatens to kill a girl unless she marries him. So she said, okay, she's going to marry him. She'd rather be alive. So the Gemara says, that's a nasty thing to do, that the boy pressures the girl till she agrees to marry him. So the Gemara says, who also shaloi kahoygen, because he did something highly improper. He married her because he threatened to kill her. Therefore, also ima shaloi kahoygen. So the Bezin treats him improperly. And we say, afkin rabbani kedushim inay. We say she doesn't need a get. She's allowed to remarry because who also shaloi kahoygen, he had no right to do that. So the Ram, that's what it says in the Gemara. So the Rambam quotes from the Goyim, this is only by Medvam Amorim, if the boy pressured the girl into marrying him. Because once the girl marries him, now she's stuck for the rest of her life. She's an Eshes Ish, unless he'll agree to give her a get. But if it'll be the reverse, the girl holds a gun to the boy, and she threatens to kill him unless he gives a kiddushin. So he says, okay. So he marries her. So Yehot HaBrer, he can always give her a get later on. She may pull out the gun and threaten him again. But since he has a brera, if she threatened him, she's going to kill him unless he marries her. So in that case, you don't say, he also so shaloi kahoygen, also he mo shaloi kahoygen. We don't say, afkin rabban and kiddushin in that case, because that's not as bad as the other case. When the boy pressured the girl till she married him, so the girl is stuck for the rest of her life, she's an eshes ish. But if the girl pressured the boy, the world doesn't come to an end. In the days of the Gemara, he can marry an additional wife. I can give her a get. It's not as bad as sticking the girl. So the Rambam writes, if the girl pressured the boy, then the kiddushin is chal. So the Rabbit says, oh, Givald, he forgot to say Roitzani. Whenever you pressure a person into agreeing to give a get, or to give a carbon, or to sell his Rembrandt, or to do kiddushin, you always need Roitzani. The Rabbit holds you always need Roitzani. The Rambam seems to hold not so. You only need Roitzani by the get. You don't need it by the Kiddushin, and you don't need it by the Mechira. How come? So it's interesting. In Shulchan Aruch they have a Chumrah. The Beis Yosef quotes this from a group of Rishonim. Let's say a couple is married and they decide they're going to get divorced. So the husband took a Shvuah that he's going to give his wife a get within the next month. And then he gives it a get, because he swore to her he's going to give her a get. So no one pressured him to swear to her. He agreed he's going to give a get. So there's a group of Rishayim, a Ritvo and a Meiri. It's not Rashi and Taisus and the Rambam, not the very famous Rishayim, but it's not out of the way. The Ritvo and Meiri are not so out of the way. So a minority opinion in the Rishayim, that's called the Get Bal Korchai. Or let's say he shook hands with his wife. At Kiyas Kaf has the status like a Shvua Hamura. So he gave at Kiyas Kaf to the father-in-law, he gave at Kiyas Kaf to the wife, he's going to give her a get, and then he gives her the get. So we are machna that that's called the get bal korcha. So whenever you do a Seder HaGet, so the first thing you do, you ask the husband, did you take a Shvua to give your wife a get? He says no. So then we say, in case you forgot, and you did take a Shvua, would you want us to be mata the Shvua, so you'd be free to give a get or not to give a get? So he says, yes, please be matar the shvua, and you have a kikvina bezin, and you say, mutalach, 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 there's no shvua. Now that there's no shvua, so now we can get down to business, and now the husband says, I'd like to give my wife a get. But if he's going to give her the get because of the shvua that he took, no one pressured him to take the shvua. He just took a shvua, did it kiaskaf, he shook hands on his own. So with machmada, that's considered a get bal korcha. But that's what we do all the time by tanoim. For centuries, that was a practice by Ashkenazim and by Sfaradim. A couple would get engaged, and then they would make tanoim. So what are the tanoim? What does it say? The boy and the girl agree to get married by a certain date. They get engaged, and they're going to marry each other. And the boy promises to marry the girl, and he says if he doesn't marry the girl by June 1st, or whatever, July 30th, so he accepts upon himself a penalty to pay the girl $100,000. If he backs out from the shidduch, or if he doesn't marry her within a reasonable amount of time, except the knas mamon. So it says in the Shulchan Aruch, by the get, these Rishonim HaMachmer, that if he took a Shvua, it's considered a get Bal Korcha. Even though no one forced him to take the Shvua, he volunteered on his own, it's a get Bal Korcha because he doesn't want to violate the Shvua. And then we have a Churm on top of that, even if he didn't take a Shvua, but he accepted upon himself a Knas Momen. He said, he doesn't take a Shvua, he says, I'm going to give you a get within a month, and if I don't give you the get within a month, I'll pay you a penalty of $500,000 because I'm aggravating you. So that's also called the get bal korcha. He's giving the get in order not to have to pay the penalty, in order not to have the knas mat. That's a chumra. The first thing, if he took a shvua, that is a group of rishonim say like that. And the knas mamen, that's already pissed what the rishonim said. That's the chumra. So the pischei tshuva quotes a kasha from Yeshua's Yankif. So, Hech Matzini Dei Maglani, we do it all the time. That's what a Tanoim is. Years ago, the Tanoim, now they signed the Tanoim right before they marched down the altar to Chuppah. So what do you mean Tanoim? So they write, we promise to get married by today. All the guests are here already. What do you mean promise to get married by today? If you don't marry, then we're going to pay a penalty. It's ridiculous. So Moshe Feinstein changed the text of the Tanoim. He can't use the old text that we promised to get married by this date. Today the date is here already. So Moshe changed it, so it's not a Tanoim anymore. So Moshe changed it. It says the father of the chosen and the father of the caliph. There's no father, so the mother, so the brother, whoever is in charge. So they make a declaration that there are no outstanding obligations from the other side. They spent money on an engagement party and then spent money on the band and on other things. So each father makes a declaration, or whoever is, if there's no father, whoever's in charge of the wedding, they make a declaration. There's no outstanding, they make lahidos faldin, that there are no outstanding obligations from the other party, and they're going to see to it that they march the child down the aisle. So he changed the whole nusach of the Tanoim. That's not what Tanoim used to be. But Tanoim used to be, the chos and kala are accepting a knas mamen upon themselves if they back out from the shidduch, or if they don't get married by a certain date. So the Yeshua Yankiv asked the kasha, no, by get, we say that that's a get bal korchai. So how come by kedushin? Should be kedushin bal korchai. So the Chelkas Yoyev lived 100 years ago. Yeshua Yankiv was before. Chelkas Yoyev was the early 1800s. So the Chelkas Yoyev was a Talmud Chover of the Avnei Nezer. It was also a Chassid Shel Rebbe. So he says the same as Rab Chaim, but he says it in a different language. So he says, he gives a mashal. Let's say if you have a heavy piano. So if you have two people carrying the piano, so one picks it up over here, one picks it up over there, so it's easier to carry. One person is going to carry the piano all by himself. It's going to be very heavy. So he says, by kiddushin, you need das habal and das oishe. So you have two people carrying the burden of the das. So it's easier. By get, you can give the get bal korcha of the isha. There's a chem der Rabbeinu Gershom. It's a nasty thing. It's not a nice thing to do. You're not supposed to give a get bal korcha. And a chere means the husband should drop dead. Chere means a curse, that he should drop dead. Some Rishonim hold that there was always an isa deraisa to give a get bal korcha. It's an indecent thing. You married the girl and you promised to treat her like a queen, and then you go and you give her a get bal korcha. So they quote the Beis Yosef quotes that the Tshuva Saran holds that it's an isa deraisa. The Pischei Tshuva quotes it also. The Tshuva Saran holds that the get bal korcha is an isa deraisa, but it's chal. The get bal korcha is chal. It's a nasty thing to do. So by get, you don't need das u'isha. All you need is das habal. So one person is carrying the burden of the whole piano on his shoulders. You only have one person having das. He has to have twice as much das. So the das habal that's needed by get is more chomer than the das habal that's needed by kiddushin. Because the das habal by kiddushin, you have das habal and das u'isha. They both have das. So together they have das. But by the get, all you have is the das habal. There's no need for the das isha. It's lo malav ala mari, whether the isha has das. So the das habal by the get is a higher level of das. Rav Soloveitchik said that Rav Chaim said the same thing, but without the moshel, with the piano, with the whole, with the das. He said, you look in the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchas Gerushin. So the Rambam writes there are 10 dinim. Asara dinim namru biget. It has to be biksav. It has to be midaiton. It has to be anasina. I already forgot to all the tendinim, and then the Rama quotes the psukim because of the sefer grisim and asam yada b'shilcham ibeso, and he shows you from every phrase in the pasuk where every din comes from. So our prime asked on the Rambam was quoting from Tanoim, from the sifrei on the pasuk in the middle of Chumash Dvarim about a get. So the Rambam says one of the dinim, one of the special dinim by the get, based on the pasuk and the parsha of Gerushin, is sheitenen lo midaita. He has to give the get to the isha midas abal. A get is a kinyan shtar. So any kinyan shtar you need das of the balashtar, the one is giving. If you want to sell your house bishtar, you want to give him matana bishtar. Whenever you write a shtar, you need das. So what do you need a new pasuk by the get? So it must be that the pasuk tells you by the get you need a higher level of das. That you need das for a shtar, this is a chadav poshet. Every shtar in the world needs das. Must be you need a higher level of das. So Abraham said it without the whole mushel. Chalkos Yaiv says because by the Kiddushin they both have das, so they have das together. So each one can have a lower level of das. By the get, since you don't need das or isha, so the das habal does the whole thing, so you have to have more das. Without any hasbel. Shaina did. So the mele, we understand why. We understand why this chumra that the ritzvah with the meiri, the Beis says he quoted this chumra, the Shulchan Aruch he walks it, that if the husband took a shvuah, or even if the husband did it kias kafa, or even if we have a chumra, even if he accepted a knas mamon, if he doesn't give it a get within a month, he accepts a penalty to pay a knas mamon, that's only a chumra by get, because a get needs a higher level of das, and that's considered a get bal korcha. But by kiddushin, it's not considered a kiddushin bal korcha. Even though if he backs out from the shidduch, he has to pay a penalty. So maybe he say he's doing the kiddushin, he's marrying her in order not to have to pay the penalty. So that should be kiddushin bal korcha. No, it's only a chumra by a get. So Reb Chaim thought that that's the answer to the Ravitz Kash on the Rambam. How come the Rambam forgot to write roitzani by kiddushin, where the girl pressured the boy? If the boy pressured the girl, the boy threatened to shoot the girl unless she marries him to us. So that the Gemara says, "Akin Rabbani Kedushin Minei." Since who also Shloi Kahogin, also Imo Shloi Kahogin, said he canceled the Kedushin. But if the girl threatened to kill the boy, to shoot the boy unless he marries her, so then they didn't introduce that penalty. They didn't say Afkeinu, and we say the Kedushin is Chal. So the Rabbi says, "Hey, forgot to say Roitzani." And in Hilchas Gzeila, when the Rambam quotes the Chamsin, the Yav Demei, he doesn't say Roitzani over there either. The Rambam is quoting a Gemara in Hakainus. The Gemara says you need Roitzani. So the Rambam apparently holds you only need Roitzani means something over and above what they're forcing him to say or to do. So you only need this din of over and above by the get because you need a higher level of das by the get.
How does a prenuptial avoid the Roitzani?
There are two parts to the prenuptial. A lot of times what happens is that the husband and the wife don't get along, so they want to go to a bezin, and they can't agree which bezin to go to. He thinks he wants to go to his bezin, she wants to go to her bezin. If they would be honest, but they didn't, it wouldn't make a difference what bezin you go to. They're going to give the same psak anyway. The truth doesn't matter. If you walk into any yeshiva, and you pick the first three rabbeim you bump into, you're going to get the same psak, because everybody's going to pass in the same way. But unfortunately, not all the Bati Dinim are so honest. A lot of the Bati Dinim are corrupt. So a lot of times they'll spend years fighting which bezin should have jurisdiction. So there's one prenuptial agreement where the Chas and Kala, when before they get married, they're still lovey-dovey. They didn't have a chance to get into a fight yet. So they already signed a document in case there'll be a dispute in the marriage. They're picking this and this bezin. Shun has a jurisdiction. Shun. So they saved themselves 5 years of fighting which bezin should have the jurisdiction. So that there's no problem. Then there's another prenuptial agreement where the husband agrees to the following. He says, in the event that the bezin of our choice that we signed in the other prenuptial agreement, we already picked which bezin should have jurisdiction, if the bezin will establish that I was acting improperly, I should have really given a get, and I was acting improperly. So from they'll ascertain in September that starting from May, I really should have given you a get. I was acting improperly. So starting from May on, I agree, the din is at the balas chai b'mezaynus ishtei, when you have nisuin. There are two parts to the marriage. There's eris and then there's nisuin. So in the days of the Tanakh, till the days of the Goyim, till after the days of the Gemara, there used to be a year of pause in between Erisin and Nisun. Erisin was the Chosin gave a ring, say, I am Kadeshusli. But she's still living with her parents and he's living with his parents, and he has to go get a job, he has to go buy an apartment and buy clothing, she has to buy clothing. So you give them a year to however long you think they're going to need to and then after the year is up, then they get married on Wednesday. That's where the expression comes, senem tayar and amitvach. Because in between Eris and Nisuin, they usually used to wait a year, and after the year is up, then psula nisus liyam ravi. Then she's getting married for the first time, so the meeting and the days of the time was she would get married on a Wednesday. So in between Eris and Nisuin, nem tayar and amitvach. Normally, it takes a whole year and then another till the Wednesday afterwards. So the din is that during Eris and the Baal is not chai b'mzadisish, she's an eshesish, but there's no shibud shek sus v'yayna. After Nisuin, then the Baal is chai b'mzadisish. So how much mezainis is he mechuyif to get? She wants to eat breakfast, lunch, and supper in the most expensive restaurant in New York. How you talking? You eat breakfast at home, what's the big problem? Lunch, what are you going to make? A tuna fish sandwich, make an egg sandwich. You have to have steaks for lunch. And you have to eat every night. Eat that in a restaurant. So if they're wealthy people, I don't know any wealthy people. Maybe wealthy people eat breakfast, lunch, and supper in restaurants. I don't know. I hardly ever eat in a restaurant. So I have some tea in the morning. Then I have some. Sometimes I have Cheerios. Sometimes I have whatever. So I don't eat so much. But some people. So the husband writes in the second document. He says, in the event that the bezna of our choice will determine that I'm acting improperly, even if they'll determine in September that starting from May I was acting improperly, so starting from May, I obligate myself to give you for mezainis, you can obligate yourself to give mezainis $25 a week, or $200 a week, or $1,000 a week. It can be an awful lot of money, it can be very little money. So the husband should write an amount of money. If it's a good thing, he's going to write, I obligate myself to give you mezainis, it's $5,000 a week. So that's called asmachta lokanya. That's an asmachta. Asmachta means when I obligate myself to a guzna because I think it's never going to happen. We're lovey-dovey now. We're holding by getting married. It's prenuptial agreement. So I say, if there will be a dispute, we're going to go to the bezin. If the bezin will establish that I'm acting improperly, what do you mean improperly? We love each other. We're getting along now. So the whole thing is all chalamas. So if he writes a reasonable amount of money, so that's not called asmachta lokanya. But the Gemara says, if you write a kinyan ala tanai, and the umdin is that there probably will never be kiyamatan. He thinks that they're never going to have a machloikis. They're going to have a happy marriage. So if there's an umdin in the muchach that he thinks is probably never going to happen, and he put in a guzma, then the Gemara says, if it's a guzma, that's called asmachta lokanya. And then we say that's not binding. So you have to make sure you don't put in an amount of money that's so exorbitant amount of money that it's utterly ridiculous. So you don't write a ridiculous amount of money. So you write an amount of money that will encourage the husband, he'll want to give a get, because every week that he stalls off giving the get, he has to give her a mezainah. So you're going to write $5,000 a week, that's a guzma. But if you write, I don't know, $200 a week, I don't know, that's not such a guzma. Sometimes it costs $200 a week for mezainahs. So you have to write it. If he's a very wealthy man, so $200 a week is a drop in the bucket, it doesn't mean anything. So you have to, if he's from a wealthy family, then you have to put in more money. Otherwise, you're not going to encourage him to give a get. But you have to be careful. It shouldn't be an exaggerated amount. If it's an exaggerated amount, then it's asmachta lokanya. But it's not that he's paying money because he's not giving the get. He's paying the mezainis. Abal eschai b'mezainis ishtai. That was the answer to the question you asked. If the husband accepts upon himself a knas mamon, until he gives the get, so then we're machmer that's called the get bal kocha. It was not b'toras knas mamon. It's b'toras mezainis, abal chai mezainis ishtai. So there are different degrees of mezainis. So some people don't eat so much for breakfast. My wife usually doesn't eat breakfast. Sometimes she eats supper. Sometimes she eats lunch, sometimes she doesn't. Other people will insist on having breakfast, lunch, and supper, not stumped to have Cheerios with a little milk. They want to have a whole breakfast. So you can have a larger amount from mezainis, a smaller amount. So you write in the second document, the second prenuptial agreement, they used to have these shtoris. It wasn't invented in the 21st century. Rabbi Willig, Shlita didn't invent it. This, they always had this years ago. They were always promised. So they would have these kind of documents. When a boy would get married and he had a brother, said they would be afraid, he may die belibanim, and the brother won't agree to do chalitza. So they used to have a prenuptial agreement that the brother of the chassan would sign on the dotted line, he agrees to do chalitza free of charge in the event that his brother dies belibanim. They have such documents. They have such documents from Sfaradim and from Ashkenazim. All over the world. They have it in America. They have in America documents like that. They have from Europe, from Italy, from Eastern Europe, Western Europe. They had it all over the world. And these kind of prenuptial agreements also they had. They have in the old Sfarim. They have the Nusach for these.
With inflation, how do they make sure that it's going to make sense next year? It's going to make sense in 40 years? $20 lunch is expensive today, but
you can do that. Usually they don't do that. That is an issue. Yeah.
Was the man over on the top one?
Sure.
And the kid is still calm?
The Kenyan is chal. He violated an avera. Lo sachmad means if I go to a store and everything is for sale and I want to buy it, so gesunta, hey, everything is for sale. But I go to a person's private home and nothing is for sale. So I'm going to offer him, he has beautiful furniture. So I'll offer him 10 times the value of the furniture. He'll be happy to sell it to me. I'll offer him $1,000 for a little chair. He'll be happy to sell it to me. That's a violation of lo sachmad. The Rambam writes there's a difference between Lo Sachman and Lo Sisava. Lo Sisava, you violate it. If I see something that's not for sale, someone else has some property that's not for sale, I have a desire that I want to get it from him, I already violate Lo Sisava, even though I don't proceed to do anything. But if I do proceed to convince him to give it to me, or to sell it to me, I offer him... In Lakewood, they say that people do it. They knock on the home of a Nochri and they say, we'd like to buy your home for $500,000. The guy'd be thrilled to sell it. The home is not for sale, but if you offer so much money, then I'll be happy to sell it. So that's mamash, a violation of Lo Sachmai. You have a desire to take something that belongs to somebody else. He's not interested in selling, but you give him such an offer that it's he can't turn you down. So that's a violation of Lo Sachmai. The Rambam says, how do you know that Lo Sachman is only violated if ultimately you take it? Because it says, by Avodah Zarah, Lo Sachman Kesev Zav Aleim V'Lakach Taloch. You shouldn't desire the gold or the silver on the Getchkes, on the Avodah Zarah, as well Lakach Taloch. So Lo Sisaveh, you violate when you just have a desire to get the thing that the fellow has. But you don't violate Lo Sachman. Lo Sachman is only violated if you ultimately, let's say, I see someone else's wife and she's so good looking, I have a desire to take her. To somehow get to ruin their marriage, a husband should divorce his wife, and I'm going to marry that girl. So if I don't proceed to do anything about it, so I violated Lo Sisaveh. But if I go and I ruin their marriage, and then I marry the girl, then I'm in violation. In addition to Lo Sisaveh, then I also violated Lo Sachmai.
It says Lo Sachmai beis chabelo. Would that apply to a boy in Lakewood?
I don't think it's an Issa Be'erodim L'Chaveras. They're a Sur Be'erodim L'Yatzmai. I think this is an Issa Be'erodim L'Yatzmai, even if the other person is a Nochri. Yeah, if it would be an Issa Be'erodim L'Chaveras, so then you can distinguish who the other person is, a Yisrael or a Nochri. But here it's an Issa because it's an Issa Midas. It's not an Issa because I'm being mopsed the other person. I'm not being mopsed. I'm paying him twice the value. I'm paying five times the value. The Aderis, Rabbi Eliyahu David Rabinovich Ta'onim, where he was the first father-in-law of Rav Kook. Rav Kook married his daughter, and then she passed away, and then he married her cousin. So he was a big Talmid Chacham, a big tzaddik, but he was never too wealthy. So he wrote a lot of svarim. So one of the svarim he wrote was a list of all of Midas Chasidus that he recommends for his children. He starts off by saying, some people leave a Yerusha of money for the children. I don't have any money to leave my children, so I'm going to leave a Yerusha of Midas Chasidus. Okay. And it was printed around 30 years ago. he died in 1906 or something, but they didn't, his sperm had just been printed now. So he writes there, he once visited his uncle, and his uncle was a Yodea Sefer, a learned person, wasn't a Talmud Chacham Yodea Sefer. His uncle had two sets of the big Yochanan Boaz Mishnayos. So what does his uncle need two sets? His uncle would look once in a while Mishnayos. So he said, he was about to say to the uncle, could you give me one set of the Mishnayos? Then he realizes that's probably a violation of Loi Sachmoid. It wasn't for a sale. He's not prepared to give it. Probably not a violation of Loi Sachmoid. Let's say, when I would go to my father's home, if my father would know that there's a sefer that I, my father wasn't using, had so many songs wasn't using, if he would know that there's a sefer that I would be happy to have, he would be thrilled to give it to me, if he would know in advance. He doesn't know, so I tell him. So that's probably not a violation of Loi Sachmoid. So the uncle liked his nephew. He wouldn't need two Mishnayos. So if the uncle would have known on his own that the Aderis would like a set, he would probably be thrilled to give it to him. So that's already Amidus Chassidus. So the Aderis says, I started to ask my uncle, maybe he can give me the extra set that you have. Then he says, I quote myself, that's Loi Sachmoid. Not allowed to say that. So he said, maybe you can lend me the extra set of Mishnayos that you have. So he said, the uncle said, I'll lend you as long as you need it. So he borrowed the set for a while, and he went through all the Mishnayos with the Tosis Yonta, with the Tiferes Yisrael, then he gave it back. Because yeah, I'll lend it to you for as long as you need it. So he felt it's not right to keep it forever. Now that's probably Amidas Chassidus, that you say to a person whom you like, you say, I see you have something, you're not using it, so maybe you can give it to me. That's probably not an Issa. That's Amidas Chassidus. That's Loi Sachmoid. This is probably not Loi Sachmoid.
Only when he actually accomplishes it.
If you get it, yeah.
But if he says, I'll offer you $1,000, but he won't give it, he still doesn't give it to him. So it's not no Loi Sachmoid.
Then it's only Loi Sachmoid. The Rambam says it's Loi Sachmoid, but it's not Loi Sachmoid, yeah.
But if there's an issue for the person that owns it also to give it to him?
Is there an issa on the person to give it to him?
The person who owns it, yeah.
No, he didn't do anything wrong.
Maybe there wouldn't be an issa with an Iver?
Okay. Maybe. I don't know. Interesting question. I don't know. So it's interesting, this whole beer in the Rambam, why the Rambam only quotes Rotzani by the Get, and he doesn't write it by Kiddushin, doesn't write it by the Chamsan, the Hilchas Gzeilah Aveda. It's because the Rambam writes Asor Adinim Nemar Beget, and it's an din that you need Midaita. This whole thing, Rav Soloveitchik said it B'Shem Rav Chaim. So Rav Lezer Shach has the whole thing in his sefer, word for word, the whole thing. He didn't hear it B'Shem Rav Chaim. He said it on his own. They have a lot of times, Rav Shach has a lot of times, word for word, the same as Rav Soloveitchik. Rav Soloveitchik said it B'Shem Rav Chaim, and Rav Shach figured it out on his own. Very interesting. That's one. There are a lot of things that they have exactly the same. That's one of them. You see, there was there is a din of zochen liadam shaloi befanov. So usually zochen liadam shaloi befanov means like this: I want to give a matana to someone, and I have the matana here, but he's not here. The mekabel matana is not here tonight. So if I say okay, I'll bring it next week, and I'll give it to him next week. So I can always change my mind till next week. I'll decide not to give it to him. So if some good Samaritan volunteers and he says, I'll accept the matana for Pliny. So once you say he made a kinyan on behalf of Pliny, I can't back out already. That's called Zochen Liadam Shaloi Befanov. I want to give a matana to someone and he's not here. So you say Zochen Liadam Shaloi Befanov. So what about Kiddushin? Let's say we know that a boy is chalashing to marry a certain girl, but he's embarrassed to propose to the girl or whatever. He didn't tell too many people, but his father knows that he's chalashing to marry that girl. So the father goes and he gives a ring to the girl and he says, my son is chalashing to marry you. Would you be interested in marrying my son? She says yes. So the father is mekadesh this girl on behalf of his son. The son never appointed the father as a shliach, but the father knows that he would want very much to marry that girl. So that's a machloikis in the Rosh, in Kiddushin. How to read a Gemara in the middle of Kiddushin. Some Rishonim say the son was implying to the father, the son is embarrassed to ask his father to function as a shliach on his behalf, But he beat around the bush, and basically he asked the father to be the shliach. Other Rishonim say no, he didn't make the father shliach at all. The father knows that the son would be happy to marry, would thrilled to be married the girl, so he says zochen le'anim shleivifonav. So that's a machloikis. Why is that a machloikis? Because by mekabel zayin amatonim, whenever there's das makne, so even a kotten could be koina. If a cotton picks up a dovishal hefker, so the Mishnah says metzias chereshet of a cotton is only gezel midirabonim. It's not gezel menatera, because not only is there a din that you need das makne when a person has property wants to give it over to someone else, you need das makne. A cotton is a lab bar das. You need das kaina also to be zeichem and a hefker. You need das kaina. So a cotton picks up a dovishal hefker, he's not koyin menatera. He's only koyin midirabonim ipnei darkei shalom. Gezel ipnei darkei shalom. So by giving a matana, someone is not here. I give you the matana to be kinder for him. So that's the original Mishnah. He says, Zachan Adam Shalom Yifana, but to be Makab Matana. So that's easier, because whenever the Das Makta, you don't really need Das Kain, you just need his Haskama. So there we say, Zachan Adam Shalom Yifana. Let's say a different case. Let's say the rabbi is going to sell everybody's chametz. And not all the Balabatim came to the rabbi to ask him to sell the chametz. Some of them forgot. So the rabbi, many of the rabbanim in Europe had this practice. Rabbi Yitzchak Hanan has tshuvas about this. The rabbi tells the nochri, I'm selling you all the chametz for the people who signed on the shtar harshoa, and I think there are people who forgot to ask me, but they would want me to sell the chametz on their behalf, so I'm selling you the chametz, zachal yodim shlevifon. I'm selling you the chametz on behalf of those who forgot, who really want me. And then at Pesach, some of the balabatim call them up and they say, Gevald, we forgot to ask you to act as our shliach, we really wanted you to sell the chametz for us. So Rabbi Yitzchak Hanan says there's a famous Ktzos HaChoshen. The Ramah says, he says, Zochen le'adam shlav yifonav, not only to be mekabel matana, in Zochen me'adam, to take something away, to sell someone's property. Let's say, I'm not here, and I have an old Gemara that I use some often, it's all torn up. And some Meshuggah comes, he wants to pay $1,000 for the Gemara. If I would be here, I'd be thrilled to sell him the Gemara for $1,000. I'll sell it to you for $100 also. Why do I need a Gemara for $100? There's nothing special about the Gemara. It's an old, worn-out Gemara. But I'm not here. So does someone else have the right to sell my Gemara on my behalf? So the Ktzos came up with the Chiddush. He claims he has a Rashba in the Dorim, and Daf Lamed Hey. Zochen li Adam, beloi zochen mei Adam. You can't take away the person's property. You only say zochen li Adam to be mekabel maton on behalf of the person, but you can't take away from the person. And the Chazanish says that there ain't no such Rashba, and the Ktzos is wrong, and the Eretz Yisrael, all the Hashgachas, all the Hafrashas, Trumas, and Mises are based on the assumption that the Ktzos is wrong, that there is no such Rashba. Because the companies always appoint a Mashgiach to be Mafresh, Trumas, and Mises, and everything, and then they buy new Paris, and they buy new Tvua, and they buy. They don't keep on appointing the shliach every time. You can't appoint the shliach on a dovish lobol. How can you appoint the people who own wine companies or the people or the shopkeepers in Yerushalayim? They have stores and they sell fruits and vegetables all the time. So every day they get new fruits and vegetables. Every day they appoint the shliach all over again? No. The guy from the Rabbanut or the Badatz, he comes every day. They appointed him 5 years ago as the Mashgiach. And he comes all the time as Mafish Trim. So how can they appoint him as a shliach on a dovish lobali oilam? They themselves can't be Mafish and Trumas Mais. They don't have the Tvua yet. So they can't appoint as a shliach. So the answer is, the Ramah says the answer is, Zachal Yodim, Shleib Befon, we're doing them a taiva. They want the Hafrasha to take place. So the Ramah writes like that. The Ramah quotes it from the Trumas Adeshan, Hilchas Chala, Shin Chav Dalet. So the Ktzos HaChoshen says that the Ramah is wrong. You can't, the Trumas Adeshan is wrong. You can't say Zachal Meyodim. So all Hashgachas and Eretz Yisrael is based on the Chazanish. Chazanish says that the Ktzos is wrong. They do say Zochen Liyadim. So that's why Yitzchak Hanan says like that. Not only do they say Zochen Liyadim Shloi Bifonov to be Mekabel HaMaton on behalf of someone, we don't even need Das Kaina. There's Das Makne. I want to give the Maton the Das Acheres Makne, so you don't need Das Kaina. Akot is Kaina Min HaTorah when you have Das Acheres Makne. So you say Zochen Liyadim there. You even say Zochen Neyadim, that you'll act as the Das Makta on behalf of the person. What about by Kiddushin? Can you be Mekadosh and Isha on behalf of someone? I know that Ploini is chalishing to marry this girl. Do you say Zochen Liyadim Shaloi Befonav also? to represent Das HaBaal by Kedushin. Das HaBaal by Kedushin is a higher level of Das than Das Makna. Das Makna, so you're giving over your house, you're giving over your library, you're giving over your property. But Das Kedushin, you're getting married to the girl, that needs a higher level of Das. Rav Chaim Soloveitchik suggests, according to the Rambam, that the need for Eidus Lekima Davon, you give it the ring, you have to have two kosher Eidim watching, so Gemara and Kedushin, and Dav Samachvav, so he says that's the, he claims according to the Rambam, that's in order to elevate the level of Das, that by Das Kiddushin you need a higher level of Das than by Mekach HaMemkar, so the Das has to be expressed in public, so he has to express the Das in the presence of two kosher Eidim. So would you say Zachar Le'adam Shalei B'Fanav for Das Kiddushin? So that's a machlekes in the Rosh, two opinions, what do you say? Now the question is, can you say Zachar Le'adam Shalei B'Fanav by a get? Let's say there's a situation where we know it's in the best interest of the husband that they should give a get to his wife. But he never appointed a shliach to give a get. So after the First World War, there were Jewish soldiers who disappeared. And action, they never came home. So it could be that they're dead. It could be that they're sitting in prison somewhere. And it's already years went by. So there was one of the rabbonim in Europe, one of the prominent rabbonim, he came up with this Einfall, that if they have children, if the one is missing, the soldier is missing, has children. If he has no children, say he may be dead and the wife needs chalitza. So then his eitzah is nishken eitzah. But let's say they do have children. So if he's dead, you don't need chalitza. So the husband may be dead, and if he's alive, so he may be sitting in a prison somewhere. But he doesn't have access to his wife anyway. So Mistama, we're doing the husband a taiva. The husband wants his wife to be an aguna for the rest of her life. He loves his wife. He's already 5 years. The war is over 5 years later. He still didn't show up. So maybe he's somewhere. Maybe he's somewhere in a prison. So this Rav, one of the big rabbanim, he said, Zoch Nam Shal Bifanov, to write a get on behalf of the husband, because it's le taiva. What?
Maybe he's dead.
If he's dead, so she's an almana, so she's allowed to marry. So it's Shaila. But we don't know for sure that she's dead. He's dead. And in Tetzlan, that is alive. So he said, so we have a right to write a get on his behalf. So this is highly questionable. Even if it is Letay Vasai. The question is, even if it is Letay Vasai. We say Zachan Le'adam Shalai B'fanav to be Mekabal Matana. Because whenever there's Das Makna, you don't need Das Kaina. They even say, Zochen Mei Adam Sadik Sois made a tumul, he claims he has a Rashba. He says, when you need a higher level of Das Makna, you don't say Zochen Mei Adam. So Yitzko Hanan said, we don't paskan like the Tzois. Same with Chazanish. He said, the Tzois is wrong. We sell the Chomis even for the Balabatim who forgot to ask us. We sell the Chomis based on Zochen. He says, Zochen Mei Adam, even a Das Makna. But then, if you need a higher level of Das, like Das HaBaal B'Kedushin, you need a higher level of Das and Das Mekach HaMemkar. So that's a machlekes in the Rosh, where they say, Zachna Mishlei B'Fanav, to represent the Das over there. And even if you make it over there, that you say, you do apply Zachna Mishlei B'Fanav by Das HaBaal, by Kedushin, maybe Das HaBaal by Get is a higher level of Das. That's what Rav Chaim claims in this Rambam. You only need Roitzani by the Get, and you only have the Chumrah with the Ritvah. If the husband took a shvuah to give a skaf to give the get, a knas mamon, it's considered a get bal korcha, so that's only by get, by kedushin, you don't have it. So you see that the das habal by get is a higher, you require a higher level of das, and maybe the higher the level of das that's needed, the more svara there is to say that you can say zoch ne'adam shalai b'fan. So that was a whole hullabaloo about 2 years ago on Tainus Esther. There was a man in Eretz Yisrael, a secular couple, and the husband was in an accident, and he became a vegetable. He's going to be for the rest of his life like that. I think he's still on life support system. So the wife is stuck for life. The wife is an aguna for the rest of her life. And she wasn't a religious woman. She wasn't an observant woman. So she's certainly not going to observe the dinim of leisinov. So you got to do something. So what they really should have done was let him die. It's easier to be mekel on the loisirtzach over here. He's going to live like a vegetable. What is he needed for? So just don't replace the intravenous. Just don't. What do you accomplish over here? You're not always mechuyev to extend people's lives unnecessarily. So instead of being mekel on the loisirtzach, So they decided to be mekel on the Hilchas Gittin. So they wrote a get on behalf of the husband, and they said, Zachna Adam Shloi Befano. What's the excuse for the husband? What toiva are you doing for the husband? So they said, they're doing the husband a toiva that he habal chai b'mezaynes ishtoi, he's mechuyev to support the wife, and he's laying in bed in a hospital like a vegetable, he's not supporting his wife. So since he's not living up to his obligations, they were doing him a toiva that they were giving his wife a get. That's called Zachna Adam Shloi Befano.
Yeah, because he loves her. He doesn't want
her
to be an agun.
Doesn't want his wife to be an agun. He loves her.
So it is a difference to him. But.
Yeah, that's the shaila. That chiddush after the First World War, that rav who did it, he was a big talmid chacham, but none of the other rabbanim, they didn't fight with him, but they were not thrilled about it. They were not convinced that Yisai Zachar the other money get. So this was scandalous in Eretz Yisrael. So the Rabbanim said that they fasted a whole day on Tainas Esther. Everybody fasted on Tainas Esther. In Europe, they used to have a meaning that when they did a get, they would, the Rabbanim, the Dayanim on the get would fast. Because like they did in the Vashas. In America, if you fast every time you have a get, you're not going to eat. Every day, there are 20 get and watch after fast. So they said they felt such a serious shaila, and they fasted, and then they gave the get on Tainas Esther based on Zohar and Shalai Fan. So the rabbi who did the get, it was a big chiddush, he had to write a whole kuntres, I think 99 pages, typed, a whole kuntres explaining why he has a right to do Zach and the Adam Shloi Befano. So I had the honorable mention in the kuntres, because I published an essay many years ago explaining why the higher the level of das, the more questionable it is whether they say Zach and the Adam Shloi Befano. The Ktzai says even Zach and May Adam you don't say. Even if you hold like that, so it's a machlokes by the Kiddushin. Even if you hold by Kiddushin, by a get, you need a higher level of das. So the rabbi who in Tzvat, the rabbi in the Beis Din Tzvat, who did this, he quotes what I said. He had to cover all the bases. He quoted what I said, and he just disagreed. No, he didn't have too much proof that it was correct. So that was a big problem. Yeah.
By matana, that's only positive. So I can understand how we assume zachal adam shalat b'fanam. But by kedushin, in the case of the father and the son, so in kedushin there is a zchus, but there are also obligations that pop up that the son will have towards his wife. So that's not an issue. Right?
We know the son is chalashing to marry the girl.
Isn't it chav lacher?
Yeah, these are all serious questions. Yeah, the Gemara says you don't say zochdan shalpanim. It's chab lacher. It's very questionable. Very questionable. They tell stories in Europe that some chassidish rebbe, the chassidim thought that he flipped his lid. There was a chassidish rebbe was sitting once at Satish in the weekdays, and he says, there's a single Jewish girl who lives in a village nearby. Wouldn't it be wonderful if the girl would marry a holy tzaddik? So the chassidim say, yeah. Then he says, I think it would be a big schus for the girl. She should be married to me. He was married. He was married with children. It would be a big schus. So he said, I want to marry the girl. So he wants to give the ring to one of the chassidim. They should accept the ring on behalf of the girl. They're going to accept the ring. So they said, yeah, all the chassidim. They didn't disagree with their rebbe. They thought he was crazy. And then it turned out that he saved the girl because there was the Goyish of Paritz. The girl was very good looking. The Goyish of Paritz wanted to marry the girl. And the father said, no, my daughter's married already. What if the daughter's married is not true? No, she married this Chassidish Rebbe. So he made up his story. So the Rebbe was Mekadosh the girl. Also a question. But he says, there's no Gemaris about that. Not even, the Rishonim don't even talk about it. Okay. What does the Gemara have on the bottom? Omar Rabbah, the last 10 lines on Kuvav and Aleph. Omar Rabbah, Omar Absor, Omar Rapunin. Rabbah quotes the name Absor, and he heard from Rapunin. Choltsinachal Pishain Makirin. I mentioned that. There was a couple in Zurich. The girl had a graduate degree and the husband had just graduated high school. So they got married. And then a few months after they got married, the husband was so depressed over the fact that the girl was so far advanced past him, he committed suicide. What do you have to commit suicide for? So she had no children, so she needed chalitza. So they were embarrassed to do chalitza. They sat shiva. Everybody knew that he died. But I don't understand the whole story. They were embarrassed to do chalitza in Zurich, so they went to London to do the chalitza. So the brother of the boy who committed suicide went with the girl, and he said he's the brother. So min ha-Torah, the din is that the person is neman al-atzmo to say, I am the brother of the nifter. And with the Rabbanan, we have a chum, and that's the bottom line in Tesis. You see the last Tesis on the daf, kuvav and alef. The Ri had a stira between two sources. I think it's the Ri Bala Tesis. The Teretz says, the Sefta says, min ha-Torah, you don't need hakera. And I'm already, hoch ari mid the Rabbanan, min ha-Torah, the man says, I am the brother of the nifter, and I have the ability to do chalitza. So min ha-Torah, you believe him. And mid the Rabbanan, you need hakara mid pi acherim. How do you know that Minatari is Neman Midrabon or not? The Tesis has it because of a steer between the Seft and the Gemara. We know what the Ktzai says, based on the Gemara in Gittin. There's a Mishnah in Gittin. The Romans used to throw Jewish men in prison, and they let them starve to death in dungeons. So the Mishnah in Gittin has Misha Haya Mushlach Bebor. There's a Jewish man stuck in a dungeon, and he screams out, my name is Pliny, and I came from such a city. My wife's name is Pliny. Do me a favor. Ksod get li ishti. Kol Hashem eskal li yichtav get li ishti. Whoever he can hear my voice, he speaks in Yiddish, speaks in Hebrew, so the goyim are not going to do this, the get. So a Yiddish person is going to write a get. So the Mishnah says, you write the get. Frag the Gemara, how can you write the get? But you don't know. Maybe it's someone else. How do you know that this is the husband? Maybe it's a friend of the husband. Maybe it's telling a lie. So the Gemara says, from this Gemara, from the Mishnah, you see, the Kais v'menosin, v'shas hatchak, Kais v'menosin, afal pishein makirin. So the Ktzai says, why? Because mikir adin, yironi hakar mepi acherim. Let's say a couple is coming to get divorced. So they write a get. How do you know that this is the husband writing the get? Maybe this is the boyfriend. And he claims that he's the husband, and he gives the husband's name. And the Bezdin's going to write a get based on what he says. And then she's going to go to a different rabbi, and he's going to marry her off. And the real husband never gave her a get. This was her boyfriend came, and he made believe that he was the husband. So min ha-Torah, the din is, kais v'nos nafal pishein makirin. And m'shas ha-tchak, he revert back to the din deraisa. And if it's not a shas ha-tchak, so then the Ktzos interprets the Gemara Gittin like that. It's not a shas ha-tchak. So when the rabban, you need hakorim and piachirim. How much of acherim do you need? Let's say, when the boy and the girl went to London, so they had to have another person go with them. Do you need one other person, or do you need two people? So whenever you do a chalitza, how does the woman prove? Everybody knows that the girl was married, and they know the husband died. They don't know what the circumstances were, but they know the husband died. How are they going to know that they did chalitza? They went to London to do the chalitza. They didn't do the chalitza in Zurich. So the girl's going to... By now she's already remarried, she has children. Okay, it's an alta maisa. But how do they know? How do they know? So the Gemara has, they used to write, that Bezni used to write a shtar chalitza. Bezni used to write, we constituted a Bezni. By chalitza, there's machlokes, we need a Bezni of three, a Bezni of five, we pass on Bezni of three. So l'chatchila, we add on another two, the pirsu maybe almo, but meikar adin, the Bezni is three. So that's a din. Whenever you write a shtar, so the Das HaMeschayv has to write the shtar. The Marshal, the Mishnah has in the end of Baba Basar, Kosim Shtar Leleiv Afal Pishein Malve Ilai. I come to two witnesses and I say, I want to borrow $1,000 from Pliny, but if I don't give him a shtar, he's not going to lend me the money. So please sign a shtar that I owe him $1,000 in case he'll agree to lend me the money. I'll give him the shtar and he'll give me the money right away. So they have a right to write the shtar. He says, write a shtar. The Leiva says, write a shtar that is detrimental to me. So a shtar always has to be written by the Das HaMeschayv. If the Edom watch a Havon and they write a shtar on their own, that's no good. That's called Mipihem Elo Mipiksovim. Gemara Gittin Afayin has a din. Al Pishnai Medim Yochem Dovim Mipihem Elo Mipiksovim. So when is it no good Mipiksovim? When is it good Midin Shtar? So Tosfos and all the Rishonim say, if the shtar is written, Midas HaMeschayv, if it's authorized by the Loiva, So then it's called the shtar. If the yadim write on their own, then it's not a good shtar. Or let's say I sell you my house, and you pay me $1 million and you buy the house. And then you want to have a shtar that says that the house is yours, because I used to live in the house for the last 50 years. So you want to have a shtar to prove that it belongs to you. So there were witnesses that were watching when you gave me the $1 million and I gave you all the keys and I moved out. The witnesses watch. Can the witnesses write the shtar on their own? No, that's Mepil or Piksodom. But if the Morikama, if the one who used to own the house, authorizes the Edom, he says, write a shtar, so he'll be able to prove that the house belongs to him. So that's been Das HaMeschayv, so they can write a shtar. So this is Nicha and Mominus. There's an Indian of Das HaMeschayv. How do you write a shtar by Chalitza? Who's the Das HaMeschayv? There is no Das HaMeschayv. So that's a din. Bezdin has the right to write a shtar. They don't need any Das HaMeschayv. Let's say there's a din Torah between Reuven and Shimon, and Reuven lost the din Torah. So Bezdin is going to write that Reuven owes Shimon $1,000. Reuven doesn't give permission to the Edom to sign. He doesn't have to give permission. The Bezdin authorizes the Edom to sign. That's a din. Bezdin has a right to write a shtar without any Das HaMeschayv. A shtar ma'aseh Bezdin doesn't need Das HaMeschayv. So by Chalitza, the Bezdin always writes a shtar Chalitza. You don't have to have all the three members of the Bezdin sign it. The ma'aseh they always do. It's sufficient if two Edom sign it. The Bezdin has to authorize the writing of the shtar. The Bezdin of three can authorize another two people that they should write the shtar. So the Gemara has a text. The Gemara has the text. Where is it? On Lamed Tes on the base. So the Gemara has the text. They used to write Ishtamoy the Inu. They used to write in Aramaic. So they used to write, it's before the wide lines, when it's still the last couple narrow lines, the last six narrow lines. So he used to write, Kloinus appeared in front of the Bezdin, the three people signed on the bottom of the document, and Ishtamaydinu means we ascertain that the Yavam is truly the brother of the Nifta, they had the same father. Sometimes it's a half-brother, they're only brothers from the father's, from the mother's side. So if he's a half-brother only from the mother's side, he can't do Chalitza. There may not be any brothers from the father's side, then you don't need Chalitza. But if there's a half-brother from the father's side, a half-brother from the mother's side, the half-brother from the mother's side can't do Chalitza. Only Achim and Ha'av. So they used to write, Ishtemo de'inu, hikarnuhu, we ascertain that the one who did the Chalitza was a brother from the father's side. So the Gemara has a machloikis, Ishtemo de'inu, using the language of the Ktzois, on the level of the Reis, the Yavam who comes to London is believed on his own to say, I am the full brother of the Nifta. We had the same mother and the same father. But with the Rabban, you need Hakorim and Piacherim. Hakorim and Piacherim means you need two other Edim, or you need one other Edim. How many other people that they have to send to London to testify? We all grew up together, and I know that this was the brother of the Nifta. They had the same father. So it's a machlokes whether two eidim or one eid. Here the second wide line, ishtemoy de'inu pligibar ravacha veravina and lametes on the base. It's the second wide line. Chadama be eidim. One opinion is you need two eidim. Chadama no. Afilu karav afilu isha. Vilchas tegili milsel biyamo. Afilu karav afilu isha. Eid echad is good because minatayra hakarim et piatzma is good. It's only needed midrabbana. So here's a shaila in the Gemara on kuvava menala. Before the Bezdin is going to write the Shtar Chalitza, they're going to have to ascertain that the Yavam was truly the brother of the Nifter from the father. So they shouldn't do Chalitza. They shouldn't do Chalitza at all until they ascertain, or they shouldn't write the Shtar until they ascertain. Would you permit them to supervise a Chalitza? And then later on, they're not going to write a Shtar because they don't know for sure. On the level of their eyes, that they know, because the man who's doing the chalitza says, I know I'm the brother of the nifter. We had the same father. But on 11, Rabban, and you need hakorim and piacherim. So should we say you shouldn't even do the chalitza in the first place? So you say, no, do the chalitza, and then later on they'll have to prove that the man who did the chalitza was truly the brother of the nifter. So that's a machlokes. So Rav Huna says, cholz enafel pishem akirim. The Bezdin can supervise the chalitza, even though they didn't have the Erecha testify that he's really the brother of the Nifter. And the Manim, Afal Pishayim Akirim. Miyun is a different din. Miyun. Thank you. Miyun is a din. if there's a young girl before not before Bagrus, the girl becomes a Naira at the age of 12, she becomes a Bagaris at the age of 12 and a half. So once she reaches the age of Bagrus, she's on her own. Alpi did. The father can no longer be Mekabel Kedushin for the daughter. But Kozman, she's a Ktana before 12. On the next 6 months, she's a Naira until she becomes a Bagaris. She's Bishu Saviya. She cannot be Mekabel Kedushin on her own. The father has to be Mekabel Kedushin for her. If the father is not alive, once she's a Ketana, she cannot be Mekabel Kedushin. Ketana cannot be Mekabel Kedushin. And if she's a Naira, the age of 12, she's a Bas Mitzvah Gedola, she can be Mekabel Kedushin. So what if the girl is a Ketana and the father died and all the other girls are getting married? Today it's not normal who gets married at such a young age, but in the days of the Gemara, the style was they would all get married at the age of 10, 11, and she's going to be the old maid in her class. She's the only one. She's not married. So they made a takana de rabbanon. Today the whole thing is a joke, but they made a takana rabbanon that the mother and the older brothers who were passed by mitzvah can marry her off. But because it's only kedushin de rabbanon, so if she's not happy later on, there's no need for a get. She can do miyun. She goes to a bezin. And she says, I'm not happily married, and that's oike de ishus lemafreya. It's considered as if she was never married at all. And she now, if she's free, she's now free to marry the brother of the man that she was married to before. It's not called the eishusach. It's oike de halishus legamrei. So that's called miyun. So the first opinion in the Gemara is that the bezin can do chalitza even though they don't know. They only know from the Ovam himself that he's the brother. And we are now Miyun, even though we don't know exactly. We haven't identified who's who. We allow it. Now the Gemara is going to discuss whether we accept this or not. Maybe I better stop here. My voice is going out. Okay. Today was Purim Katan. In the Mishnah, in the first parak in Megillah, it says, "Ein ben adarish and lo adasheni." There's a machlekes hatanayim when you have a shana muveris. Which month do you read the Megillah? Do you read the Megillah in adarish and lo adasheni? So we pass on adasheni. Other tanayim hold no adarish. So the Mishnah writes, "Ein ben adarish and lo adasheni ela mikra Megillah umatanis leviyayim." So what about Sudas Purim? The Mishnah doesn't say. So from the simple reading of the Mishnah, it sounds like there is a Chiyuv Suda on Purim Katan. Because the whole difference is Mikra Megillah Matanis Lavyan, but a Suda there is. So the Mordechai quotes from the Rabbeinu Yechiel Paris, he's one of the Baalei HaTos in the days of Rabbeinu Tam. He says, from the simple reading of the Mishnah, it appears that there is a Chiyuv Suda. When you know in the sugya, the Gemara, it seems pretty clear that there's nothing. No chiyuv suda. The only thing you have is, the Gemara says, it's osa behesper v'taymas. And yudal and tezvav, today and tomorrow, and yudal tezvav are the sheni, all 4 days are Purim. So all 4 days is an isa hesper v'taymas, but which one of the 4 days do you observe the mitzvahs? So that depends. If you live in the near hamakefes chayma, it's on tezvav. In different cities, Udal, and then Machlek is Hatanan, whether Odarish and Odashay. But all 4 days are really Purim. So this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. So they quote that the Ramah quotes this. This is the very last sif in the whole Shulchan Aruch, the last sif in Aruch Haim. So the Ramah says that there are those who machmet to have a Sudas Purim on Purim Katan, and then he quotes a pasuk, V'toiv leiv mishta tomid. So there's a comment that the Taz has over there. The Taz quotes this Rabbeinu Yechiel Paris. He writes that from the simple reading of the Mishnah, it would appear that there is a Chiyuv Suda. When you read the Gemara, it's pretty obvious that there's no Chiyuv Suda. The Shapa Mesayim HaRamor, that's why the Ramor makes a lot of good sense why he ends off. You should be machmet to have a Suda on Purim Katan. Why is the Shapa Mesayim HaRamor? So Baruch HaLevi Epstein writes in his autobiography that there's a Gemara in Yesh Nochlin. The Gemara is also the end of the end of Ksubis. The pasuk says, "Kol yemei roim v'toyv lei mishpatamim." Poor people are always miserable; they never have any fun. and the cheerful people were toiv like Mishnah Tanya. So the Gemara has one interpretation. It goes on people who learn Mishnah, so people learn Gemara. People who learn Gemara, that's Kol Yimei Ani Roim. There's always a kasha from another Gemara. And Tesis gives a teretz, and there's a kasha on the teretz. The Marsha is not happy, and the Marmshif is not happy with the Marsha, and everything is a Tzorchi and Govel. You never know where you're coming or going. At the end of the day, everything is Tzorchi and Govel. And the Balabatim learn Mishnayis. They keep on going Vaita. They're making Siyum, and they learn the Bartunur and they get Vaita. They don't have any kashas. They're finishing everything. So that's what the Taz says. The Shapa Messiah Hamav, the Toiv Leib, people who learn Mishnayis from the simple reading in the Mishnah, Mashman of the Israel, there is a Chiv Suda on Purim Cotton. So that's why the Taz, the Shapa Messiah Hamav, the Toiv Leib, Mishta Tami. That half of the Pasuk goes on Eilu Bali Mishnayis. In the Bali Gemara, that's Kol Yimei Ani Roim. They're always, when the Gemara would appear, there's no Chiyuv Suda. If there's really a Chiyuv Suda, so the Rama writes that the Chiyuv Suda on Purim is Basav Yayin Adol Yoda. There's no mitzvah to get drunk separate on Purim. The mitzvah to get drunk is a chelik of the Suda. That's what they quote from Adol Vilal Soloveitchik. He used to say, in some yeshivas, people get drunk on Purim, not in the middle of the Suda, unrelated. So he said, they're not Yotzei anything. Mitzvah to get drunk is a mitzvah to have a suda to wash. Then you hold, if you don't wash, you're not yotze. You have to have basa v'yayin, you have to have so much yayin. Adolo yoda. So there were many who were machma like that on Purim Kotten today, to have to wash and to have a suda, to have basa v'yayin, to have adolo yoda. The only thing you put them from is mikra megillah matanis lev yayin. But shalach manas oichid, they quote, the Mishnah Berurah quotes, the Rabbeinu Chilmi Paris, his practice was that he would have a big suda and he would invite many people. He invite many people, that shalach manas. Shalach manas is a chelik of the mitzvah of Sudas Purim. You should share the Sudas Purim with other people whom you would normally not eat with. So there is such an opinion that on Purim Kotel he's supposed to have a whole suda with the whole works, with the boss of a yayin adoliyah. I'm with you, everybody. I'm going to Eretz Yisrael now. I'm on my way to the airport, so I won't be here next week. But the week after, I plan to be back. Okay.
So you sent the next Monday night?
I don't know. Am I supposed to be there? What's
going on? They have this Smicha program there.
Yeah, that goes. But I'm supposed to. I don't know what today.
I think it's Monday night.
Can I give you a cola?
Maybe, yes. Thank you.
Please don't ask any questions. The rabbi has to go on a
shkaya. Okay.
I have some questions. I'll give him a cola.
The rabbi mentioned the Chokas Yoyev. Is it Maskarov?
Yes.
My father lived across the hive from the Chokas
Yoyev. Across.
In the same hive. In Tinsk.
In regards to my son Pinchas.
Okay.
He's at the shear there.
Okay, Pinchas, what's your last name?
Orbach. Orbach. I'm Shlomo Zalman Orbach.
Yes.
So.
Yes. Shkayach. Okay.
My father grew up across the
hill. Oh, boy.
He's sort of considered this.
Yeah. On the plane.
There's
a whole chuva about the corporation.
Good. Thank you.
Rav says, in the Torah, Yehuda withheld Chalitza from Tamar, from Shelah. Like Shayla, never gave us more tea.
Yeah. He's afraid to let him do evil.
Right.
He's afraid to do evil, he'll also die.
Right.
So, it was a mitzvah.
Because of Aaron Onan. So what do we learn from the fact that you would have withheld it from
I don't know. Every story in Tarach is missing 99% of the stories. It's very hard to know what the Chumash is trying to teach us. This is still delicious and hot.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you.
Do you need it?
Yes, I do.
David's waiting for you in the car.
Yeah, we gotta go.
Correct.
I think I'm giving.
I have
about
97,000.
Thank you.
Yeah. I would just
take
you.
He already has the stuff.
Right?
Is that
you? Wearing
this
sweater? Right. You intended ready to give him. You already had the
money. Going to Shraga at some point.
Is that what this trip is for?
I'm staying.
Staying at Orchard.
In 1969, Rabban spoke at the Mizrahi Convention in Yerushalayim. It's a Mosaber Eskemdo. Maradli, Mosaber Eskemdo. Why is it so called Eskemdo? Because to go on the Sahel, you have to do a Maisa, a Pa'ula. So Maradli didn't understand that. It can't be Lipwood. You know, you got to do a Maisa for it to throw.
Okay. Thank you.
Got it?
Yeah, I forgot it.
All right.